The Monument of Freedom, the main statue in the center of Kočevje. The Monument of Freedom is located in the main city square in Kočevje. It is composed out of four sculptures, a base and an obelisk. The monument is the work of multiple authors. On the white stone bases, there are bronze statues of partisan soldiers who symbolize the idea of battle, liberation and renewal. It is an enormous sculpture, the outer circumference of which measures 35 meters, its width measures 7 meters and its length 11 meters. The sculpture of two men setting up a maple is called Mlaj, maple, and it is a central sculpture of the monument. It was created by Božidar Pengo. Around the central sculpture, three remaining sculptures are arranged. Martin Kurirček, the mother and the young Kurir, the work of Lojze Lavrič, and it represents a young woman who is hugging a young Kurir. The kneeling strelec puško, the shooter with the shotgun, was created by Marjan Keržič, and bombašica, the woman throwing bombs in a position before she throws a hand bomb, is the work of Stane Keržič. The plan for the sculpture was designed by the academic painter Zoran Didak and the sculptor Božidar Pengo. Between the sculptures of the shooter with the shotgun and the woman throwing bombs on the front side of the central sculpture's base, there is the Slovenian coat of arms from the period between 1945 and 1991. On the other two sides of the base, there are inscriptions that have a historical meaning for Slovenians. Between the sculptures of the mother with a young Kurir and the woman throwing bombs, there is Ivan Cankar's inscription, Narod si bo sodbo pisal sam, ne frak moj, ne boj, ne talar. The nation will write its own judgment, neither the tailcoat, temporal power, nor the vestment, church, can do so. The inscription is also found in the Hall Šiškov dom. Another inscription is located on the other side of the monument. Because of historical, social and political meaning of the Assembly of the Slovene Nation delegates, the monument was unveiled at 10th anniversary of the event on October 3, 1935, on the spot where the former castle stood. The sculpture complex was made as a response to bad historical circumstances in World War II. Kočevje was bombed 22 times and it was one of the most demolished Slovenian cities. As an interesting fact, let me add the connection between the Monument of Freedom in Kočevje and the Monument Razdrto mesto, the demolished city, which was made by Osip Zetkin and is located in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. Stane Bernik compared both monuments in his work Kočevje, Urban Architectural Outline. Besides the fact that both monuments were created at almost the same time, they were both made as a response to World War II. The demolished city represents a human being whose heart was torn out. It was created so that the events that happened could never be forgotten. The Monument of Freedom is more realistic and descriptive, while the demolished city was made in Cubist Expressionist style. The statue is composed out of torn shapes that merge into a whole. Even though I visit the city almost every day, I have never paid much attention. I knew that the monument existed and I liked it, but I never connected it with the history of Kočevje. The statue blends in nicely and does not stand out. The faces of the sculptures are expressionless. I think that the monument is special, mainly because of the story of its origin. It is interesting that the monument brought so much hope and positivity, despite the fact that it was created at the site of the former castle.